Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Not a bad idea to give me a holler, 855-99-37569. Let's take a moment and talk with you a little bit about Sherry's call. That, you know, that money is the easiest thing to conceptualize, right? Because we're used to it. It's got a number associated with it. But what you need to decide is what it's worth to you. And not the money itself, but what are you paying for something? And money, no matter how hard it is to come by, and I'm not being cavalier about it, but you can always get more money someplace, right? You can beg it or borrow it or, I suppose, steal it or make it or something. But the thing you can't get back is your tears or another chance or an hour of your life. So what you need to do is figure out, and it's easy to focus on money because it is, you know, it is coin of the realm. But you need to make sure that you're making decisions that make emotional sense as well as financial sense. And you're not putting hearts all over everything. I'm sorry, that was just a non sequitur, sort of. Okay, 855-99 Dr. Joy. All right, we had, is it a question from a listener here?
Yeah, this question's from Bill.
Okay.
Bill says, Dr. Joy, what are your thoughts on borderline personality disorders when wives alienate their husbands from his family?
Right, say it again. Borderline personality disorder, when wives alienate their husbands from his family?
When wives alienate their husbands from the husband's family.
Why are we assuming that's a personality disorder?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let me go through this a little bit at a time. Borderline personality disorder is exactly what it says it is. It's that basically, unless people function well or fine, satisfactorily, unless they're stressed, and then that stress can tip them over into whatever it is that the personality disorder is characterized by. In other words, they can become depressed, although borderline is usually refers more commonly than not probably to schizoid kinds of behavior of hearing voices and whatever, and you know that we assume that mental illness is kind of it is on or off, and that I think mental illness is just like physical illness, is that there can be degrees, and when we're talking about cancer, for example, we have we have ways of we say it's stage one, we stage it. We say it's stage one or stage two or stage three or stage four. And even though we can say, well, this is lung cancer, breast cancer, prostatic cancer, that we, by the staging, we talk about the severity, we talk about different symptoms. And to a certain extent, I would argue that you can say use the same model, even though I'm not crazy about, so to speak, of using the medical model for psychological issues. But since it's, I mean, we call it mental health, so it's hard to escape it completely. But the idea being that there are different degrees and manifest in different kinds of ways. And so what you're talking about is basically some behaviors that that can be tipped, that people can function okay until there's a reason for them not to function okay. So, and if you talk about it, then I mean the characteristics are impulsivity, instability of affect. So I mean you can see where the borderline concept comes from. Fears of abandonment, anger, irritability, idealization and devaluation of others, alternating between high positive regard and great disappointment. So, I mean, you can see that these are, it's a behavior that is it's hard to diagnose. It's to a certain extent hard to treat, but hence the term borderline. Okay, so that's number one. In terms of alienation from your family, let's look, because there are different parts to that. Nobody can make you think badly of your family. They can try, but your thoughts are your thoughts. And certainly, it's not to say that we're not influenced by other people, but we are, because we are. But if your wife, for example, says your mother's really fat, and you've always thought of her as pleasantly plump, then does that mean that she has really poisoned your mind about your mother? Well, I mean, it's your mind, and you can decide to say, well, my wife has a different criteria for obesity than I do, and I still find my mother attractive. Now, it may cause some problems between the two of you, but certainly one of the possibilities is to say, listen, you're entitled to your opinion, I'm entitled to mine, but let's make a deal between the two of us that neither of us criticize each other's family, which also means we don't badmouth each our own family to the other person, and we don't badmouth about our in-laws as well, so that this is just information that's off the grid. Sometimes that alienation comes because, for example, you'll say, oh, you know, my mother doesn't like you or something of that sort. So you have to make sure that you're not adding to the problem. But your wife can't alienate you from your family. She can alienate herself from the family. She can, because she doesn't want to deal with your family, make it more difficult for you to go and see them because you're having to choose to spend time with her, spend time with them. But she can't alienate you from your family. That's something that you can do or not do. So, and again, she can make you uncomfortable about your family. But it sort of reminds me, excuse me, of a situation where I was dealing with somebody, and my friend was there, and I said, he makes me feel so guilty. And she said, and of course what I wanted at that moment was extreme sympathy. And what she said is, he can't make you feel guilty. You have to own the guilt. He can push the button, but you have to own the guilt. So I would argue that your wife cannot alienate you from your family. Your wife can be alienated from your family, but the only way you can be alienated from your family is that's your choice of behavior, not hers. Now, she can make it more difficult by saying you have to choose, but again, that's your choice, not her behavior per se. So, and I don't know how any of this relates to personality disorder, except maybe the issue about sort of instability and fear of abandonment. But this is one of those emails that really calls out for a phone call, because I'm just not getting enough information. The information I'm getting is kind of confusing and contradictory, so I probably can't be as helpful to you as I'd like to be. But all you have to do is just give me a holler, 855-99-37569. Folks, when you send me an email, make sure that when you're reading it over, you're rereading it, there's enough information there that you think I may actually be able to figure out what's going on. All right, and be able to help you, because otherwise it's kind of frustrating for you, I'm sure, and frustrating for me, just because, you know, I really want to help, and if I don't have enough information to be able to do it, then I actually don't have enough information to be able to do it. So, all righty. 855-99-37569. Do you know what's making sort of a comeback? Kind of is drive-ins, that they're now getting to be. I know that the Tribeca Film Festival has done this for years, but I think other film festivals have started doing it. And I just read something about some new drive-ins, I think opening in New Jersey or something. I think one of the last remaining drive-ins is in New Jersey. But they are actually having, Tribeca Film Festival in April is having a bunch of, they're called drive-in programs. So they're having Clue, Lady and the Tramp, and A Faster Horse, and a free screening of Back to the Future.
Hmm.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
That's pretty cool. You know, yeah. Drive-ins are kind of, at least over here in Minnesota, drive-ins have been kind of, they've been shutting a lot of them down.
Yeah,
few of them over here a few years ago, and then they just started to close them all down as time
went on. So do you have any left? Let's see if there are any. I think there was a story that one of the last remaining drive-ins, let's see if it says drive-in theaters. It says drive-in theater in New Jersey. I think I knew there was one in New Jersey. That's the one I knew about.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there are a number of them in New Jersey. Look at this. Folks, if you want to go to drive-in, all you have to do is go to New Jersey. There are at least two of them. They're dine-in theaters, but that's different. There's one in upstate New York as well. There you go. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
the movie is the music is probably classier than the movies this week. But I mean, there's a couple of fun movies opening up. Right, the one that will probably be number one, and Manny has already said you're going to go see it. What, tomorrow, Manny?
Yep.
There's probably a midnight showing. I don't know.
I won't be doing the midnight showing, but
okay, good.
I'll go see it. I'm going to go see it tomorrow.
All right. It's Get Hard. It stars Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart, Alison Brie. And the story is that James King, who is played by Will Ferrell, is a multimillionaire, and he's nailed for fraud. And the judge gives him 30 days before he's going to go off to San Quentin, because he's not going to send him to one of those country club things for white-collar crime. He's tired of people robbing orphans and widows, so he's going to send him to the queue. And he turns to Darnell Lewis, who's the guy who's been washing his car, to prep him to go behind bars, because he makes the racist assumption that all black men have been to prison, so therefore Kevin Hart can teach him how to survive in prison. I mean, I went in sort of gritting my teeth on this one. I think Will Ferrell, you know, I'm really, what can I tell you, tired of looking in this bud, which you get to see again in this picture. This is not a picture for kids. I'm trying to see what this, I think it's probably at least PG, and it may be R.
I think it is R, actually.
Yeah, because, there it is. Yeah, it's R. There's some frontal nudity, believe it or not. There's a huge amount of discussion about the male organ and about all sorts of unpleasant sexual scenarios. The fun part, it's actually a smarter movie than I'd expected to be, and I'll tell you why. It has kind of a social conscience sorta undertone to it, in that it contrasts how poor some people are and how rich other people are. And so that's the kind of background of it, and how pervasive racist attitudes about blacks and whites are. The most fun part of the movie is when Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart are clearly just riffing. You know it's not scripted. You know they're both having a great time. It's not going to be around at award season. It's kind of stupid fun, but almost everybody I heard walking out of the theater agreed with me that it was better than we expected it to be. So there you go. It will probably do very well this weekend just because Manny's going to go see it. That's one ticket there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, I mean, you'll get a kick out of it. It's entertaining. It's stupid. You can kind of see Craig T. Nelson is also in it, and you can see exactly what the plot is like from 40,000 miles away, but it's still, I mean, it's stupid. It's stupid, crude, silly fun to a certain extent.
And I just like Kevin Hart. I mean, that's kind of my primary reason for
Kevin Hart is, I mean, he's tiny.
Yeah.
And, of course, Will Ferrell is not. So they look like, you know, he looks like a munchkin in this movie. But he has a great sense of humor. He has a great smile. Mm. He's very charismatic.
He's on tour, actually, right now. And he's actually coming to the Twin Cities in May. And
he's doing stand-up?
Yep. Yeah. And I'll be going to that in May.
There you go. Well, I mean, if he's this crude in a movie, that I'm sure that he's going to, it will be a very blue show, but I think he'll have a great time.
Will Ferrell, I'm a little lukewarm on the last few years just because, like you say, he's just, you know, it's
he's doing the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah, and really since Anchorman, I haven't really been overly... You know, I mean, Anchorman was the last one that he...
I liked him in the George Bush thing. I thought on front, but that was playing a complete. That's playing being an actor, not a comedian.
Right.
Yeah, I think he's getting a little long in the tooth. I mean, he's probably better in this one than he is on. But Kevin Hart, you kind of expect to be over the top and out of mm-hmm. control. Will Ferrell, we've seen it all before. We've seen his crying, and we've seen his manic points. And I mean, it seems a little shop-worn, to be quite honest.
And Kevin Hart's a little more fresh.
The two of them together seem to be having sort of a good time, though.
Okay.
And that's probably why you get involved in the movie, if the two of them just seem to sort of be having a good time doing it. A movie that you can take your kids to that I actually got a kick out of. Some people really weren't that crazy about it. It's called Home. As I mentioned, an alien on the run from his own people lands on Earth and makes friends with the adventurous Tip, who's on a quest of her own. I basically thought this was adorable. The aliens have this this basically credo that says, when in doubt, run. Don't believe in hope. If things can go wrong, they can. And the idea is that somebody's about to come and take over their planet, this awful person, you know, this... And so they all have to find a new place to call home, and they make Earth. And so they have this kind of fancy vacuum cleaner thing that picks up all the people and dumps them all in Australia, in People Happy Land or something. And this one kid doesn't get picked up because she has a cat who's on top of her head, so it doesn't read as a human being. It reads as a something other creature. So the two of them run into each other. And Jim Parsons plays the alien. And there's just a sweetness about the alien that's adorable. And Rihanna plays Tip, the kid who's been separated from her mom, her single parent mom, is trying to find her. Steve Martin plays hilariously the head of the aliens, and I'm trying to remember exactly what J-Lo does in this one. Oh, she plays the mom. She plays the mom. So the voice sounds are terrific. I really thought this was a charming movie, and it really does sort of pull at your heartstrings at some point. So, and it's there are enough kind of silly jokes. I'm trying to remember one of the jokes that because... Oh, I know. They refer to, at some point, they're feeding all the human beings on Earth ice cream to make them happy, and they refer to it as frozen bovine secretions. I mean, I think that's funny. Okay, no one else does it. Okay, fair enough. I thought it was cute. Let's see what else we got here. Salt of the Earth, which I saw a long time ago, is a documentary, which is looking at pristine territories of wild fauna and flora, of grandiose landscapes, as part of a huge photographic project. I thought it was boring. Lots of people thought it was beautiful. I thought it was boring. What can I tell you? There's one. A movie that it's on the website, but I don't think I haven't obviously talked about it on the air yet because it wasn't released yet. It's called Man from Reno, which I thought was really smart. A mystery outside of San Francisco brings together small town sheriff Paul DeMorel, Japanese author Akio Agahora, and a traveler from Reno who soon disappears, leaving behind a suitcase and a trail of questions. So this is partially in Japanese and partially in English. And I just thought it was one of those movies that was absolutely fascinating because it's you don't really know exactly what's going on. And the people are all a little bit... oblique, and dare I say inscrutable. I actually really like this movie, but I think the movie this week will probably be Insurgent will probably be upset by Get Hard, as crude as it is. But if you're looking for family fare and kind of a fun movie, go see Home. Go Home. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. All right. So we've been talking. Well, we actually haven't necessarily been talking specifically about discipline, but I thought since hopefully I'm coming to about the end of my required discipline, because Lent is almost over and I'm already planning what kind of chocolate I'm going to eat, but I understand that I can't eat it right at midnight because I'll be awake for the next three weeks. But all right, so the deal about, you've heard the comment, the bumper sticker, I can resist anything but temptation. So one of the things to do if you're trying to set up a new pattern or stop doing something, understand what the temptations are and whether the temptation is the chocolate chip cookie, which you have to kind of hide in the back of your freezer or get rid of, or that that you're not working out because you're watching television, that what you can do is make a deal with yourself. For the chocolate chip cookies, you can hide them or burn them or give them away. For the television as opposed to working out, you can try doing sit-ups in front of the television to begin with, or you can decide that for every hour of television you have to spend an hour working out, or that you have to do the workout before the television. So in other words, you can figure out a strategy. Also figure out when you're most vulnerable. Is it at a certain time of day? Is it a certain time of the month? Figuring out what your goals are and being very specific about them, because focusing on your goals can really help you to sort of move ahead on them. As I said, you need a really clear plan that says, not I'm going to try to do this, but I can't watch television until I've worked out for 20 minutes. And understand that it may make you feel uncomfortable. And the idea is if you're always wanting to feel comfortable, then you're going to go right back into your pattern, right? You're going to go back into what you know because that's where your comfort level is. So, and understand that everybody makes mistakes, right? So you're going to have days where you're going to basically foof off. And you need to sort of understand those and not be overly forgiving, because if you're foofing off all the time, you're never going to reach your goal. But also don't beat yourself up and decide that if you're trying to give up Haagen-Dazs, that if you figure if you have one spoonful, you might as well eat the whole pint. Bad strategy. Okay, so you had one spoonful, so put the rest of it away and decide that you'll do 4 more sit-ups or something. Okay. All right. You had some things that you wanted to for me to respond to. I'm not sure exactly. You said you had some stuff you wanted to talk about here.
Yeah. Well, we got a couple emails. Just a couple more kind of lighthearted emails.
We love lighthearted emails for every once in a while. Okay.
Well, this one is from Pat. I think we've actually had this one for a little while, but Pat says, Dr. Joy, I know this is a few days late, but I listen to your show on podcast at work, and it can take me a few days to catch up. I have the perfect woman for the $20 bill. Remember we were talking?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, Pat says, Margaret Chase Smith. She was the first woman to serve in both houses of Congress from 1948 to 1963. And she was a 4-term member of the House of Representatives when she was elected to the Senate. Hands down, this is the woman. Love your show.
Well, that's a great idea. That was a great nominee. Who is the one who took over her husband's seat? I don't think that was Shane, but there was somebody whose husband died in during his term, and she took over his seat and then was reelected. And she was, I think, from Maine, and she smoked a pipe.
Hmm.
I don't think it was Margaret Chase Smith.
She was in
Congress.
Think
it was.
Sure.
I don't remember. Someone will call up and remind me. I don't think it was Margaret Chase Smith, though. But maybe.
What time frame was it, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe the 80s?
Okay. Maybe I'll look into that and see.
Yeah, that would be good to know. All right. What else we got?
This is an email from Eric. Eric says, Dr. Joy, I know how you feel about long-distance relationships. I thought you'd get a little giggle out of this. It's actually kind of a joke.
Okay.
The joke is called Getting Married. The daughter says, Daddy, I'm coming home to get married. Take out your checkbook, Dad. I'm in love with a boy who is far away from me. I'm in Australia, and he lives in the UK. We met on a dating website, became friends on Facebook, had long chats on WhatsApp, and he proposed to me on Skype, and now we've had 2 months of a relationship through Viber. Dad, I need your blessings, good wishes, and a big wedding. The father replies as this, Wow, really? Then get married on Twitter, have fun on Tango, buy your kids on Amazon, pay through PayPal, and if you get fed up with your husband, sell them on eBay.
All right, Margaret Chase Smith, actually, she was the one I was thinking of. Her entry into politics came through Clyde Smith, the man she married in 1930. He was elected to the House of Representatives in 1936. She served as the secretary. He died in 1940, and she succeeded her husband.
Okay.
So she was the one, and she smoked a pipe, I believe.
Hmm.
She was the first member of the Senate to denounce the tactics used by colleague Joseph McCarthy. It was called a Declaration of Conscience, that she might be a vice presidential candidate for 1952. Never materialized. She ran in several presidential primaries in 1964. She went all the way to the Republican National Convention in San Francisco, where she became the first woman to have her name placed in nomination for the presidency by either of the major parties. I didn't know that. She refused to withdraw in the final balloting and wound up coming in second to Barry Goldwater.
Well, she's making a pretty strong case for that $20 bill.
She is. Yeah. She lost her re-election in 1972. She retired to her home in Skokegon and began planning for the establishment of a library, which was established in 82. She died in 1995. So the first, not only was she in the Senate and the House, but was the first woman being placed in nomination for presidency.
Wow.
So I agree, Margaret Chase Smith. There
that
we
might,
go.
That might be our winner, our kind of.
Yeah, that's
official.
Fair. Well, I don't know. I mean, because Eleanor Roosevelt, you know, had more, but she really, I mean, she never was really elected to anything.
Right.
And Margaret Chase Smith presumably had the sort of advantage of being, you know, following her husband into. I think he was elected. He died either during term where he'd just been reelected or something, because I think that was, and there was a big fuss. I think she was appointed to the final days or something and then ran on her own and won. And I remember because she smoked a pipe. I mean, I didn't know her, but I had the pictures of her, so there we go. All right, I have a quick joke to tell you because you did that. All right, and this has to do with theater. I should have told it yesterday, but I forgot. Okay, so there's this guy in the theater, and he's lying over three seats, which is, no, you're not supposed to do that. And so a couple of the customers come and said, you know, there's this guy lying over three seats. And so they went and got an usher, and he said, sir, you know, you can't do that. You have to sit up. And guy was not responsive. So they finally get a cop to come in and says, sir, you know, you can't do this. And the guy was completely unresponsive. So they finally call an EMT. And the EMT comes in and sort of slaps the guy on both cheeks and says, sir, you can't lie here. You know, where did you come from? And he sort of looks up and blurry-eyed and says, the balcony. That's a good one, don't you think?
That is pretty good.
That's a theater joke. Except I've been in a situation, in two situations, there was actually a couple of times in the last couple of years where someone has actually fallen off the balcony and in one case was killed.
Oh, wow.
And I vaguely remember that somebody had a heart attack in one of them. But the question is, did he have the heart attack before or after he fell over the balcony? So I don't know. But it's a good joke. I shouldn't have told the reality, because the reality isn't at all amusing, but the joke was. So there you go. I got a lot of. I think I told the what's green and stays out all night, right? Someone told me that on the air.
Yeah, I think you told me that the other day.
Yeah, that was. That's right, because we did the.
Who
told us our Irish joke for the day, and I did the what's green and skates on the ice. There's another joke, but it's so complicated. I don't think I can remember it. Let's see. Stanislav. Okay. No, I can't. I don't think I can do it. It's the Polish. It's something about the Polish icon in America, and it turns out to be the Stanislav of Liberty. You can tell. I have to go backwards from it. I don't think I did a very good job on that one. All right. Let's see. As we mentioned, it's a spinach nougat day. The term gerrymander was used in the first. Do you know what gerrymandering is?
I have it. It has something. It's something political, right?
It has to do with redesigning electoral districts to help incumbents win re-election, opposed to doing it strictly by population.
Okay.
But the first time it was used, and it's been used a lot, was in 1812.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's been around for a long time. The Book of Mormon was published for the first. Now, this isn't the play, but the Book of Mormon was published in Palmyra, New York, in 1830 for the first time. In 1934, a driving test in the UK was introduced for the first time. 1967, 10,000 people for a BN. 1982, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, a groundbreaking ceremony, was in D.C., which was an incredibly controversial thing that's now become part of our national psyche. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37569. Marissa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. I have a question regarding, which I'm not quite sure what the question is. Let me tell you the situation. My son is 5 and in kindergarten this year. He was the full day kindergarten. And he's just in trouble quite a bit. Maybe once a week I'm getting a phone call home or an email, you know, and it seems like he's a very verbal kid and very, very, very verbal. He will tell you his thoughts, his feelings, and the teacher doesn't seem to like this at all. And I just, my son will express his feelings. I really thought it was really important for him to be able to say, like, I'm frustrated, I'm mad, to verbalize his feelings.
Okay, but wait a minute. But Marissa, when the teacher calls or emails you and is complaining, what specifically is her complaint about your kid?
It usually has to do something with talking or not listening. That is the other issue.
Okay, because that's very different, isn't it? That's not the same as what she's saying is he's disruptive to the rest of the class. And that he's not paying attention, and he's either, which means he's either having temper tantrums, or he's just talking. I mean, it may not be outbursts, but he's talking when he should be quiet. So I think what you may need to explain to your child is it's okay to have your feelings and to talk about your feelings, but not all the time. And so when he's feeling frustrated about something, what he may want to do is write that he's feeling frustrated, but he can't interrupt the teacher, he can't interrupt other kids, and he can't disrupt other kids. So you can allow him, yeah, you get it, I can hear. You can allow him to have the comfort of being able to be honest about his feelings, but to respect the teacher, to respect other people. So when he's feeling very frustrated about something, but the teacher's talking or someone else is talking, that maybe he can make a little chart and he can say frustrating and put a little mark there, and then he can talk with you about it or the teacher about it later.
Okay, I really like that idea.
Okay, yeah, because it sounds to me, is he the only child?
He is. He's the only grandchild on top of it.
So, and he's what?
He's the only grandchild.
Yeah. So he's just used to being able to do whatever he wants whenever he wants it. So I think you can support his emotional his emotional openness, but respect for other people's, that you can't talk when someone else is talking. I've told a story before of going over to pick up my daughter from a friend's house, and you could cut the tension with a knife, and it turned out that my daughter's friend, who's several years older, had her mother, Doris, had fixed both the kids a bologna sandwich on white bread with mayo. And my kid said, I'm not eating that, it's poison. So I pointed out to my daughter, because I, of course, would never fix her a bologna sandwich. Bologna, geez, Louise, and white bread and mayo, geez. And I think processed Velveeta or something equally awful. And I said to my daughter, listen, you never have to eat anything you don't want to eat, even at my house, but you cannot comment on anybody else's food. Because, of course, Rosie went in and says, she said you're poisoning me. So you're feeding me poison. So what we can do is help our children to be independent and to be honest about their own feelings, but they also need to respect other people. And so I just said, you never have to eat any other food, but you can never comment on it. And you can say to your son, you don't have to pretend that you feel some way you don't, but you can't talk when other people are talking.
Sure. How can I help him be a better listener? Because I will tell you, I think it's in our DNA to not be, none of us are great listeners. So it's not a strong suit of mine to help him learn that.
Well, you can probably do some fun sort of exercises at home where you can say to him, all right, I'm going to say three words, and you tell me what three words I said. And then we'll come back in a couple minutes and see if you can remember those words, because you can't remember if you don't listen. And so you're testing two different modalities at the same time. That he'll listen when he wants to. I mean, he'll listen to cartoons. He'll listen to the things that he likes to listen to. He just doesn't listen when he doesn't want to hear.
Right.
So when you're saying to him 5 more minutes before you go to bed, he's not going to pay any attention to that. You also have to make sure when we're talking specifically about when he's not listening, because there are two modalities here. One is he's actually doesn't have the skill to listen because he's used to being able to be the little prince and everybody listens to him. He doesn't have to listen to them. And so that, you can do that exercise, as I said, it can be fun words. It can be Mickey Mouse, cabbage, and ball. And then he can repeat those back to you. And then in 5 minutes, ask him what they are again. And then five minutes after that, you can ask him what they are again. And okay. Or you can also you can do rhyming words of, you know, what rhymes with this. So he has to listen to the word to be able to think of another word. And those are all memory and listening kinds of techniques.
Right.
But if what you're talking about is he doesn't listen when I tell him it's time to go to bed, that's a different issue. It's not that he's not listening. It's that he's not minding. He's not obeying. So instead
okay,
of saying,
that's the problem.
Yeah, exactly. And that's probably part of what the school's problem with him is as well. Is he, if he doesn't want to do it, he just pretends he doesn't hear it. And so what you instead of just counting to three, just say, I'm going to ask you to do this once, and I expect you to do it. If you don't do it, then I'm going to, you don't get any television next week, or you don't get a story, or whatever about it.
Sure.
So the idea being that they're, you know, it's the joke with Nixon and King Timahoe, and which was an Irish setter. I grew up with Irish setters. I love them, but they're not the smartest knife. They're not the smartest dog in the kennel. And so Kissinger was sitting in his office. The dog comes in, scratches the rug in the Oval Office. Nixon says, cut it out. Dog scratches again. Dog, you know, is not listening. And so the third time, Nixon opens up the bottom drawer to the Oval Office and tosses the dog a bone, to which Kissinger responded, congratulations, you've just taught the dog to scratch three times and you'll toss him a bone. So you're teaching your kid that he doesn't have to listen until you get really mad, or you don't have to listen, he doesn't have to listen until you count to three, or he doesn't have to listen until you said it the fourth time. So that's part of you need to change that model that says, I'm going to ask you to do it once. And if you do it once, you get an extra 5 minutes of story, or you get a gold star, or whatever it is. If you don't, then you don't get a gold star, and you don't get 5 minutes, or I'm not going to read you a story, or whatever. So there has to be some reason for him to obey. There has to be something in it for him to follow your wishes.
Okay. All okay. Right. I will try those tactics. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Good luck. Good luck. You could also get another kid, but that's, you know, different, probably. An extreme way of dealing with a kid who doesn't pay much attention. All righty. 855-993-7569. There was one other thing I was going to mention, and it just sort of went out of my little head, I suppose, because... Were you guys listening? Manny, were you listening to me?
I was. I'm always listening to you.
Okay, there's going to be a pop quiz. You're going to do very well, though. We know what Manny's going to go see this weekend. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.